Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big pitch here, 2-0. High fly into center field. This should do it. Eaton is back in front of the warning track. He is there. He makes the catch, and the Red Sox win it. 3-2 today. They sweep the Orioles in this four-game series. They win 7 of 8 in New York and Baltimore, one of the great road trips in Red Sox history.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all over.
WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here. WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And we got four action-packed hours for you tonight here, David Azer. A four-hour show, ladies and gentlemen. We don't get too many of those. So when we do, we always got to celebrate it. We got to have a big party here. And what better day or night, I should say, to have a party than on what you just heard from Will Fleming. And I can't quantify that statement. He said it was one of the best Red Sox road trips in history, in the history of the Red Sox, David Azer. It's a long history. That goes back like hundreds of years.
The Titanic sank around that the time they were playing games at Fenway.
It's true. That was Fenway Park opened the same week, I think, the Titanic sank. That's true. And they were playing, Red Sox existed even before that. So, you know, that's a long history. I don't know if that's true, and I'm going to assume it is, because Fleming doesn't just say things. But one way or another, that was a tremendous road trip for your Boston Red Sox, ending today with another 3-2 win over the Orioles, an Orioles team that I think stepped up pretty well in this series. They did not go easily. They did not give away any of those games. Maybe you could say the 5-0 game, but that one was very close until the last couple of innings. So, I mean, all four of those games with Baltimore felt like playoff games. That felt like a playoff series that the Red Sox just swept. The New York series felt the same way. It feels like they're playing playoff baseball right now. And I remember bemoaning the fact, this was after they lost three straight with the Marlins and those two Baltimore games, which was a week ago. It seems like a long time ago now because they've been kicking so much ass since then. But the three games that they lost there had me kind of down in the dumps and thinking, you know, this team, everyone said it was going to be different. So far, I'm not seeing it be all that different. They're struggling a little bit here. They're further ahead, and they're better, obviously. They got more talent, but when are we going to start to see them look different? This was different. This road trip, for the first time since the All-Star break, since the trade deadline, that road trip right there, that was different. That has set them apart from the last 3 years of failure. I'd say that even in some ways might set them apart from 2021. You remember 2021, down the stretch of that season, the Red Sox didn't look good. They backed into the playoffs. They got Schwarber, and that was great. But if they hadn't traded for him, like they may have just backed right out of the wild card completely, because that was not a very strong finish for them. They did make the playoffs, and then they did obviously make it to the ALCS, so people forget about that. But in terms of the way things went in August and September, right now already, this Red Sox team with that road trip have, I think, surpassed 2021. obviously, the COVID year, the year before that, when they decided they were going to trade Mookie Betts, 2018, nothing's touching that. So I'm not going to even compare this team with that team. Nothing compares with that team. But this is different. This is different. I finally see it. They finally showed us. They hadn't really showed us why they were different. We all talked about that. We all said those things. Fleming, everybody, Sean McAdam, we talked to, wow, why is this going to be different? Why is this year going to be different from the last few? It's still Alex Cora, right? There's a lot of the same players on the team, right? What's different? Well, it's a different team, different guys. High-end talent is better. And that, I think, is where we have to start. We have to start with what Craig Breslow did for this team in the offseason. And we'll revisit the trade deadline because I think you have to. Steven Matz, by the way, looking pretty good. I'm not saying that he is a great, great all-time pickup or anything, but so far he's looking pretty solid. And Dustin May, he's had four starts, two were good, two were bad. I mean, that's, you know, for a number four, number five starter, which is what you were expecting him to be, that's about, you know, it's about what I was thinking. I still wanted him to do more than that, but I think that both of those moves are looking a little better now than they did at the time, just on their own, not in terms of what they did as a franchise or as an organization, but individually those two moves are looking okay. Everything's looking okay right now. Red Sox are looking pretty okay. They got a stretch coming up here where they're not playing very good teams. They got three with Pittsburgh, and I know they got to face Skeens, and no one wants to face Paul Skeens. You think what's his girlfriend's name? Livy Dunn, is she going to be in Fenway? Do you think she's going to cut? She has to, right? She's big on like content creation. So yeah. She's going to want to come and do stuff and take pictures of Fenway.
I would think so. This is his first start, obviously, at Fenway, a historic ballpark. I would be shocked if she wasn't there.
Yeah, she's got to be there. Thomas just put his headphones on. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be there, yeah. Thomas, what do you think would happen if you met Livy Dunn? You think you'd just pee your pants?
I think I would just die on the spot. Die on the spot. I would fold so unbelievably hard. You know what I'd do? I'd open the weather app on my phone and look away.
Really?
I'd be too afraid to say anything.
What if you and her were like waiting in line in the same like hot dog line?
Okay, if I was waiting in line.
And she's right there and it's taking a while and, you know, she's standing there like, you know, would you say anything?
Are you Livy Dunn?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, like, do you mind if I get a quick picture real quick? And then I'd tell everybody Livy Dunn thinks I'm cute and then that'd be it.
Smooth. That's smooth, man. That's a good plan. That would be Saturday. That would be day after tomorrow. Saturday, it's Paul Skeens. Going potentially against Dustin May, who I thought got moved. Am I crazy? I thought Skeens, that start was moved. I guess Burrows is going tomorrow. Skeens on Saturday. And then Oviedo will go on Sunday against Giolito. Red Sox, I don't know that we have an announced starter for tomorrow. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. It could be Kyle Harrison. Could be Peyton Tolley. We are not sure exactly what the plan is going to be. But whatever it is, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I was kind of secretly hoping that they would bump Crochet from today to tomorrow. I wanted to see Crochet from today until Saturday. I know that's like 2 days. There's no way that would happen. But wouldn't it have been great to see Crochet against Skeens? Wouldn't that have been sweet? That would have been sweet. I would have loved that. Clemens, Pedro vibes, like that would have been cool. But unfortunately, it's going to be somebody else. Probably Dustin May, and I'm not exactly sure who's going to be pitching tomorrow, but we'll see. Either way, the way the top three starters in the Red Sox rotation are pitching right now, it doesn't matter who they're going against. Yeah, you might run into Tarek Skubal. You might run into Paul Skeens. You might run into whoever. But they're running into Crochet. They're running into Giolito, who was on an amazing run right now. He had a couple of starts there where his ERA picked up a little bit, and he was walking some guys. And, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. It's not like they were going to DFA him or anything like that. But you notice, like, he was so dominant for about a month and a half that you just sort of noticed, okay, well, he's not quite doing that anymore. Well, is he going to revert back to the old kind of crappy Lucas Giolito from 2 years ago or what? And instead he goes out there and mows him down. Brian Bayo goes out there, mows them down. Crochet goes out today and didn't even really mow him down, but still was good enough to hold him to two runs. And the Red Sox now are a team that I don't fear in close games anymore. I don't fear what this team is going to do and how they're going to screw up a one-run game anymore. Isn't that a great feeling? They're over 500 in one-run game since the All-Star break. Isn't that wild? You kind of figured it would eventually have to even out, right? There's no way a team can lose that many one-run games. How can that keep happening? How can this team, with all these great players on it, how can they keep losing these one-run games? If they had just won half of them, right, they would be the number one team in the American League right now. But they didn't, and there's a lot of reasons why they didn't. It seems like a lot of those reasons are starting to fall by the wayside here as we come down the stretch, and that's another big difference between this year's team and the last few years. The last few years, the wheels came off the wagon. And they came off the wagon like a week ago, you know, like a third week into August. That's when you started to notice the cracks. That's when you started to see, okay, this team really needed reinforcements. They really needed some help at the deadline. They didn't get it. And now all the flaws that you were worried about, all the things that they were pleading for help with are being exposed. And the team is taking on water. And then all of a sudden they sink beneath the waves. And this year, the same kind of thing happened at the deadline, but instead of those flaws becoming major, major problems, the back end of the rotation, the bullpen, the power in the lineup, et cetera. And by the way, we will talk about this offense because this offense isn't exactly setting the world on fire right now, okay? They are scoring enough runs to win, and the reason why these runs are enough runs to win is because the pitching staff is killing it. It's because the starting rotation has been nails, top three of them anyway, and the back end of your bullpen is about as good as it gets in the majors. Forget about the American League. People talk about the Padres and Mason Mill, all their closers and everybody that they have on that team, and yes, they have a lot of good relievers, but at the back end of it, they are right there with the Red Sox. They're right there with Aroldis Chapman, who does not allow hits anymore. Hits. Forget runs. He's not allowing hits anymore. Garrett Whitlock, locked in. Slayton coming back. Ref Snyder back and hitting dingers right away. Speaking of dingers, we got the Dong Report coming your way tonight at 9:30. And just so we all know, okay, it's David Azar's first time as the master of the Dong Report. Now, David, are you nervous about running the Dongs tonight?
Slightly nervous, more so excited. I think I got it.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah.
You know, everybody remembers their first time with the Dongs. You know, it's a special time in a young man's life. And I'm full utmost confidence in you. I think it's going to be fun. And I hope we have a nice Dong total for you. Nobody wants like a small Dong total on their first time, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're looking good so far.
That's good. All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. We are also tonight going to be talking to Chris Price at 7:30 from the Boston Globe, as I have lots of thoughts about the Patriots, lots to say about their roster going into the season. A very odd cutdown day. One of the weirder ones that I can remember, just in terms of announcements that got made and then last second cuts and then guys that made the team and then got cut the day after the cutdown. Like, it was all very discombobulated and, quite frankly, doesn't have me feeling all that confident going into the start of the season. So we'll get to that in a little bit as well. We'll talk with Chris Price about it for sure. Sammy from Play Tessie is going to join the show at 8 o'clock. Can't wait to talk with him about this heater right now that the Red Sox are on. And the type of heater that I think is standing out so much just because of two factors. Number one, you just beat two American League East teams, one team that you have not struggled with at all in the Yankees, and the other one that you have struggled with in the Orioles, who you've now swept and won the season series against. That's no small thing. It's really not. The Orioles, I mean, listen, it's not like they're good, but they are a team that has matched up well against you. They're a team that's given you trouble. Even in this series right here that you swept, they gave you trouble in this series. That was not, they didn't roll over and let you sweep them. Like, that was a hard-fought series right there with some incredible at-bats. This series had some really, really good at-bats. That one last night between Chapman and Kobe Mayo, oh, my God, that was fantastic. It was an 11-12 pitch at-bat. That was ridiculous. He's fouling off pitch after pitch. And then Wong goes out there, calls the timeout just to make the kid think about it, goes back there, boom, strike three. That was great. There have been some great, great moments here in this series. Rafaela's home run. I mean, listen, we can go down the list. All throughout the road trip, there's been a lot of fun moments. Remember the squirrel running all around? That was great. Do we ever know what happened to the squirrel? I wanted to know the fate of the squirrel, the Yankee Stadium squirrel, in case you're not familiar. There was a squirrel running around in the field. Ran into the batter's box when the password was up.
he got stuck in like a video board and then we never heard from him again.
So I read that he was in the video board and then he somehow got out of the video board and ran into the wall, through the wall, which sounds not true, right? That sounds not true to me. How did he go from a video board into the video board? Like, I don't think that's possible. And the reason why I'm dubious about that is because on the Nesson broadcast, anyway, the last time we saw the squirrel, it was in the video board, and it was in a very awkward position. It was sort of trapped between the LCD and there was like a fence in front of it, and it was kind of wedged in between it, and it was like, you know, like I can't really describe it, but it was not how like a squirrel normally is posing. It was sort of all
looked kind of like Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
It did look a little like that, yes. And I thought that can't be a natural pose. The squirrel's in. Maybe it's trapped. Maybe there's like heat coming off of the boar. Maybe it's, you know, slowly cooking right in front of our eyes. I don't know exactly what's happening here. I'm sure all the Yankee fans out there were like, smells like squirrel meat. I don't know why they're down in the bayou, but yeah, Yankee fans eating squirrel meat. That, I don't know. All I know is that we never saw the squirrel again. They didn't follow up with what happened. They didn't give us an epilogue to the story of the squirrel. All we know is that the squirrel was there. It ran into our lives and started eating the peanut and then, you know, ran over and had a meeting on the mound with Max Fried, which I thought was pretty funny. And then, boom, off to the side, into the video board, and then out of our lives forever. And I don't know. I'd like to know what happened to the squirrel. Because I feel like that was a moment. You go back and, you know, you get the DVD of the season, which is a thing that used to happen. You get a DVD when the team wins a championship. There'd be a whole chapter on the squirrel in Yankee Stadium, right? There should be. I think that was a major moment here over the course of this season. That being said, the roster moves the Red Sox have made today, I also found to be interesting. Red Sox announced a bunch of moves today. They reinstated Slayton. They reinstated Ref Snyder. Nathaniel Lowe went to the paternity list. And Giovanni Moran, who was just called up, got optioned back down to AAA. If Justin Slayton can join this bullpen and pitch, I don't want to say the best version of himself, because I'm not, you know, like, I don't really even know for sure what that's going to look like at this point. I don't know what the best version of Justin Slayton really even is. I'd love to see him go out there and be a reliable eighth inning alternative to Garrett Whitlock, but I don't know that that's where you can trust him right now. He didn't exactly kill it before he went down with his injury. He's been out for a long time. He's a hard thrower. You know, I worry about guys like that when they have these types of issues. And I'd love to see him come back, but I do feel like a lot is getting made about Justin Slayton returning. Not to the point like it was, who needs to make a move at the deadline? You got Justin Slayton coming back. Like, people weren't doing that, thank God, because that drives me up the freaking wall. But it does sort of seem like all these eggs are being put in the Justin Slayton basket. And while I don't have a huge problem with that on its face, I think that you do need to look at the rest of this bullpen and really figure out where you're going to get your outs from. And while I'd love to be able to rely on Slayton, and I hope that he is fully recovered from his injury, he doesn't do anything to re-aggravate it, and that this last month here of September gets him primed and tuned up and ready for the playoffs, you do have to plan for the worst. I mean, you just do. You really do. And planning for the worst in the case of a guy like Justin Slayton certainly doesn't mean putting all this responsibility on him where, yeah, okay, this guy's our guy. He's our 1B eighth inning guy, and we're going to put all these innings on him. You got to make sure he's ready for that. And I hope he is, and we'll see. And Rob Refsnyder coming back, great to see him back. This team had not been playing well against lefties, and they still really haven't been. I mean, what, it was 3 runs today? It's not like they scored 1,000,000 runs. But this was a team, this Red Sox team, offensively, that when it was a lefty on the mound, it didn't matter if it was a good lefty or a bad lefty, whatever it was, Romy Gonzalez and Ref Snyder and those guys were going to go out there and hit dingers. And they were going to beat you up. And that hasn't been the case here for a while. And the Red Sox are winning in spite of it, which is just a testament, I think, to the starting pitching and the back end of that bullpen. They have been tremendous. And they have covered a lot of warts in this Red Sox offense. But it is important that we recognize that and try and figure out a way for Alex Cora. We don't have to figure it out. Alex Cora and Craig Breslow and all them have to figure out a way to try and get some of that production back. You may be seeing it with Rafaela. Duran, you know, he's a guy who I think is certainly ready for another hot streak. And maybe Ref Snyder is going to be one of those as well. Either way, Red Sox, good times are rolling right now. Could be better. I mean, there's still the room for improvement, which is, I think, a good thing. You know, you may say, oh, Arkin, you're being too negative. I think it's a good thing. If they can continue to get better and reach their final form by the end of this month, that's a good thing. There's still room for improvement. They don't think that they're done all they had to do and accomplished everything they need to accomplish here because they've had a good start to the season. They've had adversity this year. They know that they have to keep fighting. And I think that's a good good mindset for them to be in right now. As we
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Go into the month of September, which it will be by the time we come back from this long weekend. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got headlines coming your way at 6:30. I got some media stuff I want to talk about as well. Whole bunch of big media news today. But we'll get to the biggest story in the NFL, which you'll hear about from David Azar right now. Micah Parsons going to the Green Bay Packers. That will be the subject of your 6:30 headlines as well, right after David gets you caught up on what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.